Madison, our Bible Fellowship Church, our Let's Talk Ministry. Now it's Friday. It's hard to believe that October's almost over, but we're still in the book of Ephesians. Looking at chapter 3, I'm going to pick it up in verse 7. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, through him, I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given. To preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. It's fun just to think about Paul talking about for him to be the least of all the saints that this grace was given. So as Paul, you know, as sits in prison, as he's writing this church, this letter to the church at Ephesus, as he thinks back over his life, you know, the one that was standing there holding the coats while Stephen was stoned, as he was thinking about the other families that he tried to destroy so that the gospel wouldn't go forward, so that Jesus' message wouldn't go forward. And now the gospel's come to him, the one who was the persecutor. Now he's the missionary to the Gentiles. And so the least of these, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And so Paul is now on a journey to know Christ and allow the things that he knows about Christ then to be shared in his own life with the Gentiles, to bring to light for everyone who is a plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God and created in all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he had realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom, with all boldness and access, with confidence through faith in him. So the gospel is, again, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, all accomplished through faith. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory. So as he is writing this letter, the people around know that he is in prison, and so it's kind of hard when there's difficult things happening to the one that you love, the leader, friend, confidant, the one of truth now is behind bars for his decision to not walk away from the gospel. So I'm sure that was discouraging for the church at Ephesus to not know what was going to happen with Paul, or they ultimately knew that Paul was going to die for his faith. And so it's a discouraging thing for them, but he's encouraging them not to lose heart. For what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory. So the gospel is not only going to change Paul's life, and he's going to be willing to die for it. If the gospel grips a hold of the church at Ephesus, it's going to change their lives, and their lives will have hope in a world that didn't have hope. And when Paul was gone, it wasn't the end of everything, because Christ in them, the hope of glory, was their strength. And so as you finish off your week, be reminded of some of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Be reminded that we do have an opportunity to keep trusting, even though we might be in situations that hurt, so that are where we know that people are struggling. And so we need to keep praying, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus in the midst of those storms as well. So thank you for joining us, our Let's Talk. I want to close our time in a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you for this new day and for your word and how it has given us opportunity to grow and to mature. And so thank you for how you took the Apostle Paul and you took him in from a persecutor to a missionary. And he was then going to be on a journey to talk about you, Jesus, the unsearchable riches of Christ, your unfailing love, your mercy, your everlasting faithfulness to us. Mercies are new every morning, and the list goes on and on of who you are. So may we celebrate that as well, and may we rest in you in the midst of our struggles and storms. But we need you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. God bless you, and have a great Friday.